my mama were here today. God, gone. So far away. If you're sitting next to your mother or grandmother today, or look around and see some, thank God for the Christian family we have here today. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. On this Mother's Day, the title of our message is this: More Precious Than Jewels. Based on Proverbs 31 verse 10 that says this: A good wife is more precious than jewels. I encourage you to follow along in the sermon outline, the gold insert, as we consider our theme today, more precious than jewels. Well, what would you say is the strongest thing in the world? When this question was asked of Darius, the king of the ancient empire of Persia, in 500 BC, without a moment's hesitation, Darius said this: Women are the strongest. Women give birth to men. Women nurture men. Women clothe men. Men give up a fortune looking for women. Some men lose their heads for the love of a woman. Well, today on Mother's Day, I do not stand here before you as an expert on women or motherhood. But I do come before you as one who has been born, nurtured, and clothed by the strong love of a woman. And I have firsthand experienced the strength it takes for a woman to give birth. No man could ever be so strong. And I'm a firm believer in the saying that goes like this: The best man for a job is often a woman. And I have not lost a fortune, but I have found true wealth in the woman I call my wife. Almighty God has established motherhood as a holy and demanding calling. And today we are speaking to all women, not just mothers. Today on Mother's Day, it's very fitting that we do what Holy Scripture says in Proverbs 31:28, and I quote, Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. So at this moment, husbands and children, would you rise? Husbands and children, please stand up. Let us give thanks to God today for our wives, our mothers, and our grandmothers. And now go home and make your bed and pick up your room and do the dishes. Please be seated. Being a mother is about much more than just giving birth. It involves the holy task of caregiving for the house, the husband, the children, and all her loved ones. The saying goes like this: Every mother is a working mother. And that applies to any woman, whether or not she has a job outside the house. God's word is filled with praises for godly women. Listen to just a few. Proverbs 12, verse 4, a good wife is the crown of her husband. Proverbs 18, 22, he who finds a good wife obtains favors from the Lord. Proverbs 31, 10, a good wife is more precious than jewels. Proverbs 31, 30, I love this one. Charm is deceitful. Beauty is vain. But a woman who trusts in the Lord is to be praised. And finally, from 2 Timothy 1, verse 6, words from old Pastor Paul to young Pastor Timothy. Listen carefully. Paul says, Timothy, I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois, and then your mother Eunice, and now dwells in you. Godly women, you are indeed great. But before you become too proud today or leave here with swollen heads, there's another biblical truth to consider. Women, mothers, men, children, we all of us are sinners in need of forgiveness. St. Paul tells us in the book of Romans, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And there is no clearer evidence today than the effects of sin and separation from God in our world than the reality of broken homes, broken families, broken marriages, broken relationships. Who here in some way has not been affected by this sinful brokenness in family life today? This is true for all women, all men, all children who not only face our own sinfulness, but also have to face today our world and our society that's openly hostile to anything of a godly value, especially as it appears in the home. Yet the age-old truth of Holy Scripture is this: God is ready and able to guide and strengthen all of us, especially mothers today, as we turn our hearts back to Him. We remember, for example, Hannah, the mother of that great man of God from the Old Testament, Samuel. Hannah, for many years, had been barren, unable to have children. She desperately wanted a son. This was more than just a woman's natural desire, because a woman in her day without a child was considered useless, was considered damaged goods, was considered by some cursed from God. Certainly, children were the only form of old age security for a woman, because there was no such thing as the Canada pension plan in those days. So we see Hannah fervently seeking God in prayer, and God answers. Listen to this beautiful text from 1 Samuel. In bitterness of soul, Hannah wept and prayed to the Lord, and she made a vow, saying, O Lord Almighty, if you only look down upon your servant's misery and remember me and give me a son, then I will dedicate him to the Lord all the days of his life. And the Lord remembered Hannah. So Elkanah, her husband, lay with Hannah, and in time she gave birth to a son. And she named him Samuel, which means God heard, saying, because I asked the Lord for him, and God heard. Now, this is not to say that God will give us everything we ask for. God knows better than that. But it does mean that God will honor those who sincerely turn their hearts to Him. And it's up to Him, finally, to do what's best for us. We remember also from the pages of Holy Scripture an unnamed Canaanite woman. Canaanites were enemies of the Jewish people. They lived on the so-called wrong side of the tracks. Jewish people would spit on Canaanites and call them Canaanite dogs. Yet a Canaanite woman, whose name we'll never know, one day came to Jesus. She had a simple plea: Master, please heal my daughter. The loving mother would not give up until Jesus helped her. Now, Jesus doesn't answer her at once. She has to wait. And in her time of waiting, her faith is strengthened. Did you hear me? In her time of waiting upon the Lord, her faith was strengthened. The same can be true for you and me. We read the text from Matthew 15. A Canaanite woman came to Jesus crying out, Lord, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly. Jesus did not answer a word. His disciples urged him to send her away because she was a Canaanite. The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she cried. He replied, "Is it right to give the children's bread and toss it to the dogs?" She replied, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." Then Jesus said, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. All through the Bible, the Lord reveals himself as a God who especially cares for mothers. In the Old Testament, in the book of Psalms, by the way, the book of Psalms is the Hebrew people's hymn book. We have a maroon-covered hymn book in front of you in the pews. The book of Psalms was the hymn book for the Old Testament saints. And the book of Psalms, listen to what Psalm 113 says about a barren woman, a woman who has no children. "Who is like the Lord our God? The one who sits enthroned on high, who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth. He raises the poor from the dust, lifts the needy from the ash heap. He settles the barren woman in her home as a happy mother of children. Praise the Lord." In this psalm, God's greatness is measured by his care for this woman. Now consider also Jesus' care for his own mother. Jesus loved his mama. Can you imagine little baby Jesus bounced on his mother's knee? Baby Jesus nursed at his mother's breast. Mother Mary kneeling down and kissing Jesus' boo-boo when his knee gets scratched playing on the gravel roads. Jesus loved his mother. In the Gospel of John chapter 19, we see the account of Jesus on the cross, dying and paying for the sins of the world, paying for your sins, paying for mine. And with his last breath, his thoughts are for his mother. Mary's husband Joseph had already died. And now Mary's son Jesus was about to die. And listen to these precious words from John 19. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother. And when Jesus saw his mother standing there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that time on, this disciple took her into his own home. Now, continuing with our theme of women and mothers, and if you haven't been really following so far, now is the point of the sermon to really hone in. Here is a beautiful reality of the Bible that's often overlooked. Many people have never given it any thought. In the pages of Holy Scripture, the love of Almighty God for sinners like you and me is often compared to the love of a mother. In Isaiah 49, God himself compares himself to a nursing mother. The people of Judah are now in captivity to their Babylonian enemies, and they feel forsaken by God. And listen to these words of Isaiah. By the way, you've heard me say this more than a few times, but these are verses that are going to be in my funeral service. The people have said, "The Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me." But God says, "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will never forget you. See, your names are engraved in the palms of my hand." Here's good news for the people of Judah. Here's good news for you and for anybody here today who feels alone in your pain, who feels forsaken or abandoned by God in difficult times, God says, I have not forgotten you. Then to emphasize this truth, Almighty God, who created the whole universe, compares His love for you with the love of a nursing mother. He asks a question that demands a no answer. He says, do you think a mother nursing her newborn child could abandon him and cast him aside? Of course not. But even if this unthinkable thing should happen, says God, my love for you is stronger than the love of a nursing mother. And as if that assurance were not enough, God adds another assurance. He says, your names are engraved in the palms of my hands. What does that mean? An ancient custom of the people around Israel of this time was to engrave or to tattoo in the palms of their hands the name of their so-called false god or idol that they worshipped. They did this out of fear and trembling to remind themselves, to whom do I belong and to whom I must give my service and fear? But here in this Isaiah passage, did you hear it? God turns this completely around 180 degrees to assure His people of His care for them. To assure us that He's not forgotten us, God says, see, I have engraved your name in the palms of my hands. Now I ask you, when and where did God engrave you on the palms of His hands? I can think of no better time and no better place than right here. When Jesus was crucified for your sins and for mine, when He allowed sinful men to nail His precious hands to the cross, when those nails and spikes pierced His precious hands, who was on His mind? Of whom was He thinking? Whom did He not forget? You and me. As those nails pierced His hands, as those hands engraved those spikes into His flesh, He was thinking about you, Dorothy. He was thinking about you, Alan. He was thinking about you, Jeff. Your names and mine were engraved under the palms of His holy hands. In Isaiah 66, verses 11 and 12, God's love for us, this is one of my favorite passages, God's love for us is compared to the love of a playful, loving mother. Listen to the text. God says, for you will be nursed and satisfied at mother's comforting breasts. You'll be carried in her arms. You'll be dandled on her knees. As a mother plays with and comforts her child, so I will comfort you. That old phrase, dandle on her knees, is an old expression. It means to play with in an affectionate way and to bounce up and down. Oh, your mother probably did this with you. My mama did it with me. Mama sits on a chair. She puts you on her knees and she bounces you up and down and says, we're going for a horsey ride. We're going for a horsey ride, as mother dandles you on her knees. Just imagine. Our Almighty God, who creates and runs the whole universe, says to you and to me this day, He takes delight in us. He takes delight and joy in us like a mother giving us a horsey ride on her knee. One last passage for today. In Luke 13:34, Here, our Lord compares His love for sinners, especially for those who want nothing to do with Him. He compares His love for them with a mother hen who's trying to gather her chicks. The image is of a mama chicken who's trying to gather her chicks under her wings to protect them from a fox. Listen to the text. Jesus speaks these words just before He goes to the cross. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those that are sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing to come. Of course, Jesus' love today continues for those who want nothing to do for Him. Like a mother's love for her children who have turned away from her, God keeps loving us. Oh, the love of our Savior for our unbelieving friends, our unbelieving neighbors, our unbelieving relatives. Oh, God's love for sinners like you and me. So today on Mother's Day, yes, we gather to give thanks to God for godly women, who the Bible has said are more precious than jewels. But even more than that, we give thanks to Almighty God for His love for us that is like, but even greater than, a mother's love. And this truth, my friends, is far more precious than jewels. In Jesus' name, amen. We now worship our Lord with His offering.